Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
What risky move did the man in your life make that made you shake your head and think, this is why women outlive men? Because you do these things.
What are you talking about?
Well, yesterday.
We're not trying to be idiots here.
Oh my God, that's a great drop. It's Elizabeth and Radar on the Mix. Yesterday in the afternoon when I got home, my husband was working from home during the morning part of the day. I was coming home to sort of relieve him, deal with the dogs. He had to leave and go to a meeting. So I pull into the garage, close the garage door, go into the house. It was kind of a quick exchange. Like, he's ready to go. He's like, okay, all right, I got the things, I'm about to leave. He goes in the garage and I hear this loud noise. And immediately I'm like, what is happening? So I run into the garage, open the door.
Mm-hmm.
And Eric's like, what the heck? What'd you do to the garage door? I said,
you broke it. You crashed into it.
What? I didn't do anything to the garage door. He's like,
oh, you didn't?
Look at what happened. The garage door is like partly open on the bottom at an angle. And it's broken.
Never good.
And I look up. This has happened a couple years ago before. I mean, let's be real. The whole thing probably needs to be replaced. It's probably 25 years old. I look over and sure enough, the coil, there's a coil there.
Yes.
It's split.
Yeah, we had a cold snap. So, boom.
It's
that
broken.
Happens.
And
that
I looked at it and I said, the coil is broken. And he said, what are we going to do? I've got to get to this appointment. We've got to get a car out.
You're going
to
bust through the door.
And I'm like, you're not getting a car out. So, Jeff, who we love, Jeff Schilling with Maguanago Garage Door, is amazing. He's worked on our house before. I'm like, I'm sending a message to Jeff. You're not going anywhere. You're taking an Uber. And he's like, no. No, I can lift this. I'm like, you cannot lift this garage door.
It's a garage door. Why wouldn't he be able to lift it? Of course. I'm on his side.
It's a two-car garage door.
Yeah, I'm on his side.
It's not safe. The last time this happened, I looked the same thing up online, and it said you are not supposed to open the garage door if the coil or spring breaks. You could be injured. It could fall on you. You could hurt your back, the weight of it.
You just got to slide it up there.
Do you think my husband was going to take no for an answer?
Of course not. I'd be doing the same thing.
I literally had my phone, and I'm like, Eric, you are not supposed to do that. He's like, the internet isn't always telling the truth.
You're also not supposed to speed, Elizabeth, but you do, so what? This is fine.
The garage door.
That's what I'd be saying.
We have two cars in the garage. I don't want him to get hurt. And I said, you're back. Like, what are you thinking? He's like, it's fine. So he starts like messing with it. He's pulling the cord. He's like,
yeah,
I can do this.
I can do this. Okay. Yeah. Of course he can.
And I said, I'm not witnessing this. I'm not. I'm going into the house. You're literally not supposed to do this. Safety first. You are not supposed to do this. He had to get to this appointment. He was not going to take no for an answer.
Nothing's going
to
hold him back.
So I'm now
in the garage
like, oh my God, am I going to be calling 911? Like, what the heck? So he comes in. He's like, okay. He's like, I lift it up a little bit. He's like, I need you to get into the Tahoe, back it up.
So it does move.
Well, I hold.
It moves a little bit. You can, and that
that's
just kind
of
fuels
I said, to him, I said, so I'm going to be under, I'm going to be backing out of the garage with the garage door.
Yeah.
But that could crush me or the car. He's like, it's fine. He's like, I will hold it up. I'm like, oh
totally
my gosh. I'm like, Eric Hammy, you're insane. This
totally
is not
on Eric's
happening.
Side. Totally on Eric's side.
I am not on Eric's side.
I am. As a guy.
And he looked at me, he goes, I don't have a choice. I have to get this appointment. We need to do this.
Let's go. So what happened? So he lifted it? Yes?
I get in the car. Now I'm like, oh my God, I started the car with the garage door closed. Are we going to die from carbon monoxide
poisoning?
Well,
no, it's cracked open on the bottom, isn't it?
Still. It's barely
You're
open.
Fine. It's
barely
good.
Open. So I put the window down and I'm like, all right, lift it up. So he lifts this thing up. I backed out of that garage so fast. I thought I was going to boom, scrape the bottom of the car.
Or hit your husband. Look out.
So then he's like, all right, you got to go back in through the front door. Boom. Drops the garage door.
He's
fine.
But wait, did the car get out?
Yes.
There it is.
We got one of the cars out. But my God, this is what I'm saying. I'm like, what are you thinking? This is why. Radar, I've witnessed you here in this studio stand on a chair with wheels to try to fix the cable box.
Not only the wheels, it also swivels.
With wheels that swivel.
Yeah.
And you're like, it's okay.
It's like a voice chair. Spinny
why?
Chair.
Why? Why do
There's
you
nothing
all,
else
why
here.
Do you all do this stuff? Like, why? Again, when you think about like insurance policies and things like that, like this is why like insurance rates are like higher for men. This
what?
Is why women outlive men, because you all do this risky
no.
stuff. That's crazy.
No way.
It's dangerous. So the car's out. We have one car out.
You did it.
Jeff thankfully is coming over today to fix the garage door, but do you guys you can text or call. What has the man in your life done that you've just looked at him and been like, you're insane? And you're going to die. And I don't want to witness this.
You know who agrees with you is our buddy Marcus, who owns the bar in West Dallas, just messaged and said, you better listen to Elizabeth. Lifting garage door is crazy. You can't be doing that
it
kind of
crazy.
Stuff.
It is crazy. We also have a 262 that texted here that said, same thing happened to us on our way out the door this morning. My husband and I together had to lift it so we could both get to work.
But they lifted it, right? Yes.
Yeah. Also giving me a heart attack. That's part of it, too. All right, we got some calls coming in here. It's The Mix. It's Elizabeth and Radar. Good morning, Andrea. Okay, what did you want to say about this? Did your man do something risky like mine and try to lift the broken garage door just to get a car out, even though I thought it was going to crush him and me?
You were talking about Radar stepping on a chair with wheels?
Yeah.
My husband did that, I think, 10 years ago. He's a principal of a school.
Oh, good.
And he... There's signs in their building say you're not even allowed to get up on like bookshelves or anything. They're scared people are going to fall.
Okay.
The custodian is watching my husband get up on a chair with wheels, and it goes, and 911.
Oh.
He tore his patella tendon in half.
He tore his patella tendon in half.
See
by
what
falling
I'm saying?
Off,
this is what
he
I'm
fell
saying,
off the
guys.
Chair.
And like he thought, oh, I can do it. It'll be fine. And I'm always telling Radar, you shouldn't be
else?
Doing this.
What else happened?
His kneecap was like in the middle of his thigh.
Is that your kneecap? Or are you happy to see me? No, that's my kneecap, baby.
Oh. Exactly. And that was his first day back after summer break.
Oh!
He just wanted some time off.
And I bought him, you know, like all new clothes for the school year. And I'm like, the EMT comes in and they cut his, literally torn, the tags were just torn off his pants. Right down the middle. I'm like, could they have done that on his seam?
Oh my gosh.
Okay, lesson to everybody. Lesson to everybody. See, I'm not crazy for saying that this stuff is dangerous. You shouldn't be doing it.
Yeah, don't be getting up there. Thank you so much for that story and that warning.
Thanks for the call. Happy holidays.
Bye.
Hey, Kate. Okay, so what did your man do that made you shake your head and say, this is nuts and you're going to get hurt?
Well, my ex and I, we were working on some renovations in our apartment. We wanted new ceiling fans. And I kept telling him, you have to turn the breaker off before you wire the new fan in.
See, that's something I will do. I will turn the breaker off. I don't want any electric running through there.
Okay, why would you offer common sense like that?
Yeah,
I mean, why would you even think to do that?
I don't know. I don't know what I was thinking, but he insisted, so he sure enough got zapped, fell off the ladder, and then was mad at me that I didn't catch him as he fell, and he broke his wrist.
Oh, gosh, he broke his wrist. Did you actually hold his arm at least?
No, he held it himself.
Oh, my gosh.
What is with guys where they're like, it's fine, don't worry about it.
Is it your fault.
Is it because you all have a one-track mind and we can think beyond this step? We can think beyond what's going to happen?
You do. You kind of like go through the motions.
We play
and
it
like,
out in our head.
You know, the what ifs. You got the what ifs. We go, hey, it's got to get done. Just got to get this done. Let's go. Put the ceiling fan up.
Oh, my God. Kate, great call. I'm sorry to hear that he got hurt, but hopefully he ended up being all right after the fact.
Yeah, he was fine.
Yeah, call an electrician next time. Thanks, Kate. Happy holidays.
You too. Thank you.
Jeez.
We got a text here, 262 number that said, my husband is a carpenter, and he's always joking with me and making me a nervous wreck. He calls himself the pogo stick king and says he can jump from the rafters on the pogo stick. I've seen him jump from rafter to rafter. This was without the pogo stick. I should also note he has really bad knees and had a knee replacement already. I told him just make sure the life insurance policy is paid in full.